Oh, yeah, I didn't print out the really, that's going to change.
Yes.
Just add that. I'll read that one. You have another question? Talking to the school. It's a workaround.
This is the problem now.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, all, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
This is Stuart County here. Have you heard from Boone yet?
I have not heard a word, no.
Hang on, okay.
They should be calling us.
Can you hear us okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You don't hear me.
I can hear Scott.
You can hear Scott.
A question on the agenda. John, I see you got Drainage District Boone 69, story 1. I believe that's supposed to be Boone 28. So that's a correction we may want to make on your agenda.
Oh, yeah, I believe you're right.
Yeah.
Agenda 8:35.
Oh.
Time they have.
Lord. Instead of 8:30? Oh.
Yeah.
That's
not sure why.
Well, I sent them my agenda and they never came back and tried to correct anything. If this is a regular meeting, they may have opening remarks before they start the drainage. Because they have the regular meetings on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that is if their regular meeting starts at 8:30. I'm sure they got open the meeting, so.
I thought it was
I'm going to primarily just go over the project summaries, not delving too much into the plans itself.
Hi, Kent, are you there?
This is Kent. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Katie, this is Kent.
Hi, we've got Story County, too.
Story County's here.
Okay, all right, good.
All right.
Chad Dane and of course Katie with us. So, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. This is Stuart County.
Yeah.
We have Linda Merkin and Loris Olson, Lisa Hedden, and Scott Wall here. And I would like to make one announcement, if I might, on behalf of Story County for the record, that we are holding the meeting electronically pursuant to Code Section 21.8, Subsection 1, because we are off, our buildings are closed to the public right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that's the reason we're holding it electronically.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. I guess the first thing on it is consider adopting the engineer's plan and specifications for proposed repairs to Joint Drainage District Boone number 28, Story 1, County Controlling. Okay, Kim, take over there.
Yeah, we electronically sent the plans and specs as well as the project summary. And I don't know if you guys got the hard copies that were mailed as well.
We did get them in Boone County, yes.
Okay, and I'm going to go through that project summary. to save some time and condense things a bit. But this project, excuse me, is Joint Drainage District number 28 and 1, Boone 28 and Story 1. There's main open ditch repairs. There was a request for a repair to the main open ditch. And so we're going to plan to clean 143 stations, or a little over not quite 3 miles main open ditch, which will include the spoil bank leveling, seeding and fertilizing, repair of any tile extensions, and surface drain pipes that enter the ditch. And any miscellaneous items are there too, related to riprap or some of those things where there's a bank washout. We'll provide a notice to bidders. And that notice we publish once each week for 2 consecutive weeks prior to the opening. We post that on an electronic plan room called CLEP CDN. And we also mail to prospective contractors in the area that may be interested in the project. We have tentatively set in our plans and specs the bid opening for Thursday, April 9th at 10 a.m. in the boardroom of the Boone County Board of Supervisors. And then with consideration the following Wednesday, April 15th, at 10 a.m. The 2 dates allows times for review of the bids, confirming that they are both are responsive and responsible bids, and gives us an opportunity to tabulate those for review by the board. We have put together an opinion of probable construction cost for the main open ditch repair of $171,500. There is a detailed cost estimate on the last page of that project summary. Bid security bidders will need to provide a bid security of 5% of their bid. We will be issued sales tax exemption certificates provided by the county auditor. We have set a completion date of April 15th of 2021, allowing a little more flexibility to the contractors to complete the work. Oftentimes allows a chance for better bids, allows them to schedule other projects that they may have on their books already, but yet still get this done in a timely manner. Any date that they complete the work after that date, there will be liquidated damages of $500 per day. Typically provide landowners notice with letters notifying them of the work of those property owners along the open ditch, I should say, and who they need to contact and who the contractor will be. We also provide a brief statement of the completion hearing, informing them of damages being considered at the completion hearing after the work is completed. And they will also be asked to notify their tenants for their property. There's a maintenance bond 1 year after the completion of the project, and that actually starts 1 year after that completion hearing and when the work is accepted by the joint boards. We have some project-specific questions dealing with warrants and installment payments and the interest rates, particularly important when we have joint districts such as this. First one is, will warrants be used? I assume that would be yes.
Yes, from Boone County generally. Scott, do you guys typically?
Yes.
Okay. And then
next would be installments. I typically on repair projects, 10 is the minimum, 20 is the maximum. typically recommend 10 for repair work.
Yeah, I don't think we'd want to do more than 10 years.
We'd not do more than 10, Scott says.
Yep. Same with Boone County. And then for interest, we typically are at 6%.
Same here.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I
don't have anything further unless there's any questions or comments.
This is Loris, and I just have one. Back to bid consideration. It's set for 10 a.m. on April 15th, Wednesday, which right now Story County has a standing meeting related to our closures and interaction, you know, activation of our emergency plan. So would you be open to changing the time?
Of the CCMT or of the bid opening?
Of the bid opening.
Do we need to be present for the bid opening?
Not the opening, the 15th
consideration.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. Yeah.
If we could do it at the end, that's a good point, and we would be using the same conference bridge for that call. So would 9 o'clock work?
No problem on our end.
Katie?
Yep, that's fine with Boone County.
Wednesday, April 15th, 9 a.m. Thank you very much. Otherwise, we could change the other, but this is easier. Thanks for thinking of it.
Okay, I guess without any other questions, finding one? If not, I'd consider a motion to adopt the engineer's plans and specifications for proposed repairs to Joint Drainage District Boone 28, Story 1, Boone County Controlling.
I'd make that motion.
Motion by Bill Zell from Boone.
I would second it. Linda Merkin.
By Utta of Story County. All in favor, Story County?
Aye.
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 All in favor, Boone County?
Aye.
All right, unanimous. Motion carried. Okay, and it's already been established as far as the time for the bid opening.
Do you need a motion?
Do we? I suppose. Yeah, we do. Thanks, Linda.
I would move that we set April 9th, 10 a.m. in Boone for bid opening and April 15th, 9 a.m. for consideration of bids. Again, Boone.
Okay, it's been moved by Linda Story County.
Second.
Second by Chad Bain of Boone. All in favor, Story County?
Aye.
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 Unanimous, Boone County?
Aye.
Aye. All in favor in Boone County, so motion carried. The next thing is consider accepting engineer's plans and specifications for proposed repairs for Joint Drainage District, Boone Story 4, Boone County Controlling. Go through that one, Ken.
Yeah, again, referring to the project summary on that project, this is a main tile repair. You recall that's a reroute of the tile just on the west side of Ames. Involving Steve Kaltenhauser. We provided two alternates for this work. There was a desire to consider the reinforced concrete pipe as well as the high-performance polypropylene tile. Alternate one is a reinforced concrete pipe and mounting to 1,568 lineal feet of 24-inch diameter. There's also a required crossing of the gravel road in that area at the joint Y Avenue and 500th Avenue, controlled by both Boone and Story counties. So that amounts to 66 linear feet of 24-inch diameter tile crossing the right-of-way of that roadway. And alternate two, again, is the same length, or the only difference would be the high-performance polypropylene tile. And division two, again, is the high-performance polypropylene tile, only 66 linear feet. Bidders will be required to bid on all divisions and alternates, and the board may select any combination of divisions or alternates which is in their best interest of the drainage district and or secondary roads. Again, the notice to bidders will be published once each week for two consecutive weeks with distribution on the electronic plan room and email to contractors. On this bid opening, we have set the dates as the same as
Can we look at 9:30 for the 15th then?
Bid opening was the same date, only a half hour later on the April 9th, and then the bid consideration would have to be at 9:30.
That's what we do.
Probable construction costs, you can see there, alternate one for the RCP division one is $96,500. Division two for the RCP is $11,500 for a total of $108,000. Only the $96,500 would be accessible to the landowners in the district. The Division 2 work is paid for by the secondary roads. I believe that will be split by the counties, as I understand, in conversations with both Darren and Scott. The alternate 2 work is the same estimated cost as alternate 1. Again, we will see what contractors believe their costs are on that. Bid security, again, 5%. Tax certificates is the same. We have a completion date of December 15th of 2020. Those liquidated damages of $500. Landowner notices will be sent. Maintenance bond is 1 year from completion of the project. And I assume project warrants and installments and interest would be the same as otherwise. Being warrants would be yes, installments 10, and interest 6.
Yep, that's fine with Boone County.
Same for Story.
Any questions or comments? I did talk to Steve Kaltenhauser. I know he was adamant about at one point moving the tile to the farther to the south. Just had a conversation with him yesterday. He still would prefer that, but yet has become less insistent once I explained our reasoning for keeping it to the north side.
And did Bill Leibold call you? Leibold or Leibold?
No, I don't believe he ever did.
He was the gentleman who was calling me, and he had another concern. I think he thought there was something all wrong at the trailer court. There was this intake. I contacted the Boone County engineer, left a message because I said I would, but never heard back from him. But I think he's mistaken, but I don't think he's going to hear it from me.
Well, now that you say that, I think I did talk to him.
Yeah, I thought you did.
You told
him to call me, didn't you, Kent?
I don't recall that.
Just kidding.
we discussed that and trying to remember how that was left.
Well, I
think I talked to him. Yeah. Scott was pretty certain that, there's no plug there. He didn't think he was correct in what and what he was thinking, anyhow.
Okay, and I never did hear back from the engineer in Boone. I don't know if he had an idea about that or not, but I, yeah.
As I recall, that's not no longer an issue.
Okay, let's, good.
On option.
Ken, would you explain your opinion on the two different alternates, what you think would be more appropriate?
What's that, Steve?
Explain which one of the two alternates you would recommend.
I don't know that I'd recommend either one. I guess I'd recommend the cheapest one. And I'd be fine in this case with either option. I'm fine with the reinforced concrete pipe or even the high-performance polypropylene.
Which is alternate one pipe, concrete pipe?
The alternate one is the reinforced concrete pipe. Alternate two is what a lot of people consider plastic, but it's what I call a high-performance polypropylene tile, and it's a little stiffer than your typical black dual wall. This is a gray pipe.
But it's a petroleum product, correct?
Correct.
Mm. Okay.
Well, we'll look at
It's a polypropylene. Exactly the composition of that, I'm not real certain of, but it, a lot of people refer to it as a plastic.
It is.
So this is Loris. It's just my own personal opinion at this point. Obviously, Kent, you pointed out made a good point about price, if there's a big difference. But if we're coming in close, I probably have a little bit of I have a preference for a more environmentally friendly option.
So do I.
So, but that's we'll wait and see what they come in at. Right.
Yeah, and exactly. I think it's hard to determine at this point until we see the prices and what differences there may be. Certainly the reinforced concrete pipe is a tried and true product that we know has been around for 100 or more years.
We're going to have a bid both alternates, so we can decide that at that time when we get the bids, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Yeah, that decision does not have to be made today. That can be made at the time of consideration.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so I guess consider a motion to accept the engineer's plans and specs for proposed repairs to Joint Drainage District Boone's Boone Story 4, Boone County Controlling. Motion to approve.
This is Lisa. So moved.
Lisa, okay, been moved and seconded by Bill Zemel, Boone County. All in favor, Story County?
Aye.
Boone County?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, then we need a motion to consider the dates and time set for bid opening consideration of bids for proposed repairs, Boone Story 4. Somebody want to make a motion?
This is Linda Merkin. I'll make the motion. And the bid opening be set for Thursday, April 9th at 10:30 in Boone. And the consideration of bids be set for April 15th at 9:30. We will need to be done by 10 now.
Motion by Linda Merkin, Story County. Do we have a second?
Second
by Chad Bain, Boone County. All in favor? Story?
Aye.
All ayes there?
Yes.
Boone County?
Aye.
All in favor of Boone County? Motion carried. Okay, is that all you got for us, Kent?
One thing on the plans that you have it's in the project manual. The notice to bidders time will have to be changed. And on those that I've already sent out, I ask if there's one location, and that's in the notice to bidders, if you can want to manually make that change, or if you would like us to send updated sheets for that, we can.
We can make, I think we can do that.
Just a manual change. I see in joint DD4, I think actually that doesn't require a change. Apparently our project summary was incorrect. So that actually works out. But the 28-1 need to be changed to 9 o'clock, and then notice to bidders.
Yep, we can do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all finished. Anybody else have anything like to share? Okay, if not, motion to adjourn. Someone? Moved by Del Zeno, Boone County.
Second by Lisa.
Second. I'm sorry, who was that?
Lisa.
Thank you. Yeah. Then move the second. Roll call. Story County.
Aye.
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 All in favor of Story County, Boone County?
Aye.
All ayes. Okay, we are adjourned. You guys have a good morning.
You too. Bye bye.
You all.
Bye.
So, 2 or 3 days ago, followed up on the plastic issue, 2 or 3 days ago, and I don't remember where I read it, in a paper.